Right. Good morning. If you have pen and paper, because I told you last week I promised a workshop, and that's what we're going to do this morning. How many of you were not here last week and don't know what we covered? You were not here. You too? Okay. Okay, so ish. Okay. Well, let me give you an overview. That's okay. You can be here anyway, and you still need pen and paper. So here's what we're going to do. You don't get out of it. It's like not coming to class and then the quiz is due. You still got to do it, you know, when you get there. So what we're going to do this week is workshop the soap that I gave last week. We're going to soap the Bible up in this. And let me just give you a few points of overview of where we were for those of you who weren't here, didn't listen to the message from last week, to kind of orient you to get you to know what we're doing. What we saw last week is that the most basic element of relationship building, no matter what it is and who it's with, is communication. And not just communication, because believe it or not, relationship is just not us talking. Relationship is us talking and us listening. And so that being the case, our approach to spiritual worship and devotion needs to be both a two-way communication, us talking to God, God talking to us. And what we saw last week from 2 Timothy 3 was the reminder that Scripture is God-breathed. And apart from any question about whether God speaks or leads in other ways, the very least that we know, that we all agree with, is God speaks in His Word. However, it's possible to read the Bible, study the Bible, and yet not hear and pay attention to the voice of God and its application, His application to us. So we are to approach our relationship with God and spiritual growth not haphazardly, but intentionally, to come down and sit not just to study the truth of the Bible, not just to study the doctrines of the Bible, but to actually meet with God. And I called it, who remembers what I called it, the fancy word?
Rendezvous.
The rendezvous. I talked about a rendezvous. It's a plan between at least two people and a specific place and time to meet together for the purpose of communication, is how I communicated this. So it's called quiet time, devotional time, private worship, what I call a divine rendezvous. So we're to approach our relationship with God in spiritual growth not haphazardly, but intentionally. And I argued for a specific time that we set out in our schedule, that we have a rendezvous with God. For most people, that's going to be in the morning. For some people, it's going to be in the afternoon or evening, but it's setting a time every day for the purpose of cultivating this relationship. So the purpose of a daily devotional rendezvous is to cultivate this relationship with God through hearing what He has to say through His Word and speaking to Him in prayer. And then what I introduced last week that I'll be giving you again today is SOAP, S-O-A-P, SOAP Bible Study. And let me just say that this is one of many, many, many good tools that Christians have used for decades now, and other tools that have been used for many years. The Lectio Divina is a medieval approach to the study of Scripture. SOAP is a more recent, several decades old, I believe. There's all kinds of ways to approach this, and I'm actually going to tag on to SOAP a couple of other tools. And this is just for the purpose of it not being haphazard or unintentional, but actually thinking through things as we study the Scriptures together. Okay, so that's pretty much what I'm going to say. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to coach you through this process. For those of you who think, well, I already know how to do this, I know what this is all about, I'm going to remind you of my story last week, where I've been a pastor for 19 years, a Christian for almost 27 years, and how God surprised me in my arrogance and in my pride to think, well, I already know all this. I know how to do this. What do I need about this? And God spoke to me through His Word very specifically, very powerfully, in a very humbling way. So I would encourage you as you come to this to be open to the fact that God may meet with you right now. And that's my prayer, is that God would meet with you in this way. So you might say, I already do this. This is a part of my regular pattern. I already do this. But just be open to what the Lord may say to you this morning through His Word. So I'm going to coach you through this. And here's, is everybody ready? Everybody knows where we're going. And if you don't have any idea what we're going to do, I'm just going to coach you through it. It's fine. This is going to take time. We're going to take the majority of the time to do this. And the big picture is what we're going to do is I'm going to walk you through and kind of time you through and give you some general boundaries, like now's about the time that I want you to start thinking about moving into the next section. If you are in that section and you're still engaged with the Lord and that's going on, then stay in that section a little bit longer. If you're ready to move on or you know what the next section is, then go on into that. But where we're headed is you're going to do this individually. So no cheating. Don't look at your neighbor, anything like that. We'll know. God's keeping count. Then what we're going to do is after I coach you and walk you through this process, you're going to choose two or three people directly around you to talk about what you did, what you learned, what God is saying to you, what your application is, what truth you're seeing that God is speaking through that passage to you in particular. And then the last segment, if we have time, then we're going to invite people to interact with that. Did Elijah, did you get the Terrys when they came in? Okay, awesome. Well done. So that's what we're going to do. So I'm going to coach you through this. If you don't know quite what's going on, hang on. I'll tell you. But at the end, we want to share, have an opportunity for everybody to share or a few people to share with everybody what the Lord spoke to you through that, et cetera. So I'm going to shut up except for what I'm going to say now. So the first thing I would like us to do is to stop. I want to stop everything, and we're going to spend some time in quietness. This is not a mystical quietness, but is an intentional quietness. How many have already been busy this morning? Yeah. Be honest. How many of you have not had time in the Word of God this morning on your own privately? Raise your hand. Raise your hand so you know you're not alone and look around. So when you say, I'm the only one that struggles, blah, 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 blah. Just look around, okay? It's a busy day, so now we get to spend time with the Lord together. Isn't that awesome? How God orchestrated that for you? What I want you to do is calm down, disengage from all of the stuff, and here's what I want you to do on the piece of paper. The front side, I just want you, you're going to be doing what I ask you to do and walk through. Anytime an intruding thought comes in like, oh, I got to make sure to get a babysitter for Tuesday, I want you to flip your page over and write that down, flip it back over, and then forget about it. Oh, I got to make sure I get the oil change this week. Flip it over, write it down, get it out of your mind, flip back over, and get back to business. Every intruding thought that you have, because what's the concern, right? Oh, I have this memory, and now I got to sit here and use part of my brain and think about it. And what that does is it diverts your attention from what you're doing at the moment. Okay, so whatever intrudes in your mind that you know, oh, I need to remember that, I can't forget that, flip it over, write it down, push it out of your mind, forcibly flip back over, and give attention to what you're doing. So we're going to spend several minutes. I want you just to be still. I want you to be quiet, no talking to your neighbor, unless it's your child and they're doing something illegal. Be still. Pray for clarity. Pray for receptivity. Pray to listen and prepare yourself for God to speak to you through His Word. Pray that the Lord will speak. And then again, jot thoughts or to-dos to free your mind on the back side. So this is not emptying your mind, but it is emptying your mind or pushing out of your mind things that would distract you, things that would keep you from having a conversation with the Lord. Okay, so let's spend several minutes, and then I'll coach us into the next section. So be still, know that He is the Lord, quiet yourself before Him, and prepare your hearts. Okay, I'll give us several minutes. All right, in this section, I invite you to move if you're still there, if the Lord is meeting with you and you're praying, continue to do that. If you're ready to move on, we're going to move to Scripture. Psalm 56 is what I'm going to ask you to look at and read. I would like for you to not write anything, not mark down anything, but read through Psalm 56 several times. See if there's a particular verse that sticks out to you, something that just really speaks to you in particular. And then at the end, as we come into the next section, don't do this here, but as we come to the end, I'll give you a transition, and I want you to write that scripture by hand. Okay, so at this point, just read several times. Think about the context. Think about what the psalmist is saying. Think about what I don't want to give you particular questions yet, but just read through it and receive it several times first. Okay, if there was a particular verse that really stuck out to you, spoke to you, go ahead and write that out by hand. Not the whole thing, but just that particular verse. Okay, we're going to move on to the observation section. What I'd like you to do is ask these questions. You don't have to fill all of them out. I'm going to give you a few minutes, but maybe there's something in particular. This is the spec, S-P-E-C-K. Is there in this passage a sin that God is convicting you of? Is there a promise that you need to embrace and believe? Is there an example that you need to imitate or an example that you need to avoid? Is there a command that you need to obey? And is there some knowledge about God himself that maybe is new to you or is something you need to remember about him or even something, some knowledge about us as people? And not just from the verse that you highlighted, but from the whole passage. But if you want to, you can dig in just to that single verse. And we'll give you several minutes. Sin to avoid, promise to believe, example to follow or to avoid. I think it's sin to confess. That was the first one. Command to obey, knowledge about God or ourselves that needs to be renewed or that you need to believe. And even as you go through this, continue to talk in your heart to the Lord. Don't break off the conversation. He is your helper. The Spirit is the one who gives you illumination. His word is living. As you read it, he is breathing and creating life. Okay, now here's where the rubber meets the road. And if you're still working on that, feel free to stay there if you need to. But don't stay there so long that you don't get to this part. The A of soap is application. Now ask yourself the question. There's a couple of different ways to ask this, but what one is, in light of what God has spoken to me through his word, in the next 10 minutes, what does he want me to do? Do I need to spend some time in confession? Do I need to spend some time glorying in who he is? Do I need some time to remember and renew my mind and fight sinful thoughts? What does the Lord want you to do in the next 10 minutes? And I'm not saying do that now, but write down, what does God want me to do in the next 10 minutes? Write down. I don't want you to just think about it. I want you to actually write this down. By the end of the day, by the time I go to bed tonight, what does God want me to do in response? So that I'm not just a hearer of the word, James, but that I'm a doer of the word. So not just he who hears the word, but he who does the will of my Father will be like a house built on rock. What does he want me to do with this? What does he want me to believe? Who do I need to confess my sin to? Who do I need to engage with? And then a third application point is, over the next 10 days, what does God want me to do with this? To change my way of thinking, to change my way of behavior, by the help of his Spirit, to do that. I'd like you to write one specific application under, at least one under each of those. What does the Lord want me to do in the next 10 minutes, the next 10 hours, the next 10 days? All right, in the last segment here, I would like us to spend time praying over what we have just done. Specifically, spending time working in thinking, and you'll see ACTS here, ACTS. I would like you, over the next several minutes, to go through a process of adoring the Lord, what he reveals about himself. Again, confessing any sin that you're aware of. Maybe it's just the neglect of your own soul. Maybe it's the neglect of the Bible. Maybe it's the neglect of prayer itself. Thank him. Thank him for things that specifically come to mind. And then spend some time what the Lord brings to your mind to specifically pray for yourself or for others. Spend a few minutes with directed prayer, not thinking about God, but in your heart speaking to God over the scripture you've read and then through this ACTS. Okay. All right, well, this is where we get to share what the Lord was teaching us, what we learned from his word, our experience. I want you to find two or three others around you, at the most four people total, So you can mix it up with families, you can mix it up with other people, you can mix it up with a stranger. But I want you just to spend a couple of minutes each sharing what that experience was like, what you learned, places that you were challenged, the scripture. You might be surprised at how many different angles the same passage was looked at and what you can even learn from other people. So go ahead and grab you two or three other people around you, and I'll give you several minutes to do that. All right, I'm sorry to pull you away from one another. I'm glad to hear all the chatter. I hope you were able to share some. And by the way, you don't have to stop now. You can do it during the 30-minute break. You can do it during lunch. And you could do it this afternoon in hospitality. All right. Very good. All right, let me ask you some questions then. Does that feel aborted suddenly? It's like, we were just getting started. Well, there's more where that came from. It's called Christian Fellowship in the Word. Okay, well, let me ask you some questions. Can we get the mics fired up? You all, awesome. All right. Okay, so let me ask some questions. First of all, I have a couple people, and I'm going to ask you to limit your comments because I want to hear from as many as possible. 20 to 30 seconds, kind of self-time yourself. I won't time you, but I may start waving. 20 to 30 seconds, a concise statement. I'm just going to leave it open, and if you don't answer anything, I'll ask some questions. So who just has something to say about what we just did? Yes, you do. Yes, you do. But they can't see you, so it's okay. Okay. Yeah. Get Emily, please. Yeah.
So, is this right? Am I in it right?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So when I first started reading, verses jumped out at me, but then the more when we got to the part where we were just praying, I was reading that, "Be gracious to me, O Lord, for man tramples on me all day long, an attacker oppresses me." And I was like, well, I'm not like David. I don't have like armies and people. That person, for me in these verses, is myself. It's me that attacks me and causes me to not walk in the light of life. Anyway.
Your own voice. Good. Yeah. Everybody hear her? The one that's trampling me all day long is my own view of myself, my own thoughts of myself. It's a real thing. And let me just say, in response to the self-help, prosperity, I'm everything, self-worthy movement, we can go too far the other way and not recognize that what we say to ourselves is really detrimental if it's not according to truth. Thank you. Who else? Just a general comment that you have about that experience. Don't be shy. We've got little time. Raise your hand. Okay, there we go.
Especially the last few verses of the psalm. In our group, I explained I've read through the Psalms at least twice, and I've always seemed to miss this psalm. But especially the last few verses, it calls me to not be afraid of confession, and which I find my own prayer life is something I seem to neglect, is confession of my sins.
Okay.
And so it calls me to confess more often and keep my confession list short.
Very good. Thank you. Yeah, Rex.
Maybe just on a more practical note, I have something that I will practice with things like this, because I'll have a hard time getting my mind together, is writing my prayers down, which forces me to handle it.
Okay.
Keep my mind on it.
Okay, good. Yeah, Jonah.
It just kind of seems like no matter how much you're like you feel alone, it's almost as if like reading this, it's like just brings comfort to know that like you're not alone. There is always someone, and it's God who's always there, even though everyone in this earth may not be.
Good. All right. So let's move from truth to application. Somebody share with us your application, your specific 10-10-10. Two guys over there. Yeah, either one. Hit them both, Ellie.
Okay, my application was immediately confessing because what struck out for me was guilt on my neglect of my guilt. Oh, there it is. Okay, guilt of my neglecting His Word, really truly praising Him. So confession was the immediate, and then this exercise was really uplifting. And so I want to do this again this evening, and I know it's a little over ambitious, but I'd like to do it once a day for the next 10 days. For me, that's I should probably like once every 2 days, maybe. I just that's a goal I'd like to hit. So that was my application.
Did any of those time periods feel long to you? Like, oh man, we're still doing this. Anybody? Did you feel like you rushed out of time? So not including the sharing, that was a total of 23 minutes. That was 23 minutes, right? You don't have to raise your hand, but who is bold enough to say you spent more time in word and prayer today than you did the rest of the week? Thank you. Thank you. All right, 23 minutes, right? And that's not to condemn anybody. It's to say, and what's the biggest problem we have with doing this? What's your biggest problem of doing something like this every day? Matt?
Myself.
Yourself? Busyness? Right? But was that for a sustained 23 minutes, was that like, oh man, I barely got started, and then add the 5 minutes of sharing with one another? It's like, I just got that started. I hope you tasted that and go, oh, I want more of that. Like, I can do this. Like, this is, God is willing to meet with me. He's there. If draw near to God, and He will draw near to you. Tyler, what were you going to say? Oh, I'm sorry. I cut you off your 10-10-10, didn't I? You said, try. You got it. Okay, Tyler?
My application stemmed from my observation there in verse 12 of rendering thank offerings. And just thinking about an offering is not just an acknowledgement, but it's something I have and I'm giving it away. So what am I giving away in a thank offering? I'm giving away credit, ownership, sufficiency to someone else or God. I thanked God for so many blessings that I have that I didn't do anything to even obtain, and repented of ungratefulness the first 10 minutes. And then in the 10 hours, I made it a goal to thank my wife for what she does for our family. She's out in the car right now with Will. So she misses this and then can barely even pay attention in the sermon. So just thank her for what she does for our family. And then in the next 10 days, focus on thankfulness and prayer time and make an effort to overthink both God and man.
To overthink, right? As if that's possible. Yes, yes. I saw them. They were implied. Okay, let me ask a couple of questions. Basil has a comment if you'll give him a microphone. Let me just ask some questions. These are rhetorical questions for you to ask yourself. How are you going to remember today what you just did? If you don't write it down, if you don't have some system, if you don't put it on a 3x5 card, post-it note, in your day planner, on your phone, when you do this, how are you going to remember through the day what God taught you that morning, right? Blessed is man, Psalm 1, who meditates on his law when? For 23 minutes in the morning. No, meditates on his law day and night. So it's taking this and like, I've just asked God to speak to me. I've come to that psalm. I believe He's taught me some things. I'm foolish to walk away and just forget it, right? How do we remember this today? What do I do with the application points? Because I can even work hard. How many found the application the most difficult part? Boots on the ground, what do I do with this going forward, all right? So the question is, how do I then apply those? If I say I'm going to commit to do this or think about this the next 10 days, do I write it in a journal? Do I put this in my Bible so when I come tomorrow, I reflect on it and think about it? We just got to slow down. We got to get less busy somehow in our time with the Lord. Ask yourself the question, what was your favorite part? What was your least favorite part or most difficult? What was surprising to you and why? Was there anything that just quite frankly was uncomfortable? Like, I don't like this. I don't like doing this. If it was uncomfortable, why was it uncomfortable? Did this feel too personal? Did it feel too interpersonal? Did it seem too mystic to you that there's actually a living God who is in heaven, who is livingly speaking through his word and I have a living relationship with, I can talk to. If you want to talk that, say that's mystical, then I'm mystical. Because God is just not bound up in a system of truth. He is the true and living God, right? So, all right, we're over time. Thank you for your engagement. I hope that was beneficial, challenging to you, something that you can apply and grow in. We'll see where we go from here. I would love to hear your feedback on that. If you will text me, if you will email me, think about it, give a thoughtful reply. I would love to hear what the Lord was doing. Questions you have of the tools of how to apply that, and we will move on from here. But more than anything, whether it's this tool or another, the point is, how do I meet with God in his word? With all of the teaching and all the doctrine and all the instruction, if I'm not meeting and relating to God and his word in an interpersonal way, then that issue that Jesus said, I never knew you, I mean, that's a real issue, right? So may God give us help to abide in him, his word abide in us, that we may bear much fruit. And really, this is about fruitfulness, isn't it? So let's pray and take our break. Keep up the conversation. Thank you, Lord, for this time in your word. I hope that for some who've had a very busy, distracted week, it was a time of focused attention to hear you in the inspired, God-breathed word, and to talk to you and engage with you and to taste and see that the Lord is good. So bless this time and bless our conversations through the day. May we just even open up spiritual conversations by continuing to gauge on this and learning and growing from one another. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.